B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Xena, you sent us a message. You want to check up on Steve? What's going on?
Yes. So, my boyfriend, he's just been, like, kind of distant and weird lately. And I just have a feeling that he's messing around. I found his phone the other day when he went for a run, and I decided to look at it.
Do a little snooping?
And tried to get into it, but he changed his password. So, yeah, that's never a good sign, I feel like. So I looked at his computer and his iPad, and his passwords were changed there as well.
Well, hold on. Before you move on, to his defense, like, Roy and I both had some shady activity over the last year, and we were told to change our passwords on everything, too.
In fact, I have to change my passcode on my phone, like, every 3 months.
Don't you think she would know that?
Why would he tell her that? It's his phone.
Yeah, but if there was something shady going on, he would have mentioned, like, hey, somebody, like, tried to get into my account or something like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, yeah. He would have told her, like, hey, I changed my phone because something shady. All right. Okay.
Well, and that's what he said, because I confronted him about it and when he came home, and he said like something about he got hacked or something, but I don't know, like all the passwords were different for the phone, the iPad, and the computer, and it's not like he was compromised everywhere. I just feel like he's changing them to because he's hiding something.
Is there anybody in particular, Xena, that you think Steve might be cheating on you with? Does he have somebody in his life, an ex, or anybody that you might think?
Not that I can think of. His ex has been out of the picture for like 6 years, so I don't know.
So our only tip here is that he keeps changing passcodes. Okay.
And by changing the passcodes, it keeps her away from snooping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You can't get into his phone to see text messages because you don't know his password, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Loren's going to call Steve.
Fingers crossed.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Steve, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Steve. My name is Nancy. I am calling from Flowers for You. We're an online romantic gift company, and we just opened a new branch of our company. This is for roses, and we did an Instagram tag contest where one of your friends tagged you on our post, and we are giving away $100 in free red roses. Doesn't that sound great?
I don't want to be put on any type of list. You know?
No, you won't be on any list. You won't have to purchase anything. We're not charging delivery. We are just simply trying to get our name out there, and we ask that maybe you tell someone in your life about our services.
So if I got the flowers, I wouldn't have to, like, give you any information, or you're not going to, like, put me on social media or anything?
No, sir.
Oh. So just, like, free flowers?
Yep. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send them to? They're romantic. They're very romantic, red, beautiful.
Yeah, okay. You said there's a dozen?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. I'll take them.
Okay, and who would you like to send them to?
Mel.
To Mel?
Yeah, M-E-L.
Okay. Awesome. All right, great. And then, Steven, because we're a new company, we're trying to be trendy, we actually leave a QR code inside of the flowers where someone can scan it with their phone and then hear a message from you instead of a traditional card. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the record button here, and you'll be able to record your message in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Mel. Hope this makes your day, babe.
Who is Mel?
Was that bad?
No, it was good. It just wasn't for Zarina.
Steve, who is Mel?
Steve, that's Xena. She's been on the phone. She heard the whole thing. You are not winning flowers. You're actually on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
I knew it.
I asked you the other day, and you lied to me.
Mel's a friend.
I'm not Mel.
That I know.
Mel's a friend?
Who's
Mel? Mel is a friend, he said, Xena.
I've never heard of Mel.
Who is Mel?
No, Mel is a... She's,
Why are you sending her romantic red roses?
She's a coworker friend.
What coworker friend?
This is so stupid. What is going on here?
Yes, this is cheating. So stupid. You are a liar.
There is a person at work who has just lost. Oh, this is so stupid.
There's a person at work who thinks they're getting 12 roses because you have a crush or you're putting all your time on her.
No, I'm trying to help someone out because they had the.
And you call her babe? Hope this makes your day, babe.
You were caught.
You might as well just come to this.
I'm over it. I'm not doing this anymore. Good luck with Mel. Have fun with her, because I'm done. I'm out.
Ooh, she hung up. She's gone.
Yeah.
Zena's gone, Steve. You cheated. You got busted, bud.
I didn't do anything.
You did do something.
You changed your passwords, and that got her curious, and you sent the roses to Mel, so...
So stupid.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.